In our previous year, we began a discussion regarding fasting on a yard site. And we quoted the remark in Simen Tov Peis Sif Ches that says that the minig is to fast on a yard site. And we quote Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who says that the basis for that is based on our Gemara. And in fact, the Steichemet Imareches Avelis Ois Tzadik Hei says that even if one's father was a tzaddik, one should fast on the yard site because there's nobody who hasn't done any Averis, and therefore on his yard site the Neshama is again reviewed, so to speak, and it's for the Toiva of the Neshama that one should fast on the yard site. And in fact, the Steichemet in the Mareches Beis HaKnesses Ois Mem says that he doesn't understand that the Ashkenazim who lived in their city, in his city, on the yard site, which is the minig in many communities, specifically in the Chassidish communities, that on a yard site they eat, they have schnapps and cake. And the question is, this is the day that the neshama is being judged. And this is taking place in a Beis HaKnesses, and therefore it's hard to understand how on such a day one is eating. Actually, the raya of Rabbi Akiva Eiger is a raya that many poskim are not 100% comfortable with. Because if you read our Gemara says Shlo Oichel Basar V'lo Yesh Deyayin Ki Yoyim Shemes Be'aviv. So it seems that the minig is strictly limited to eating meat and drinking wine. But regarding other issues, one is allowed to fast. One, there's no makar to fast on a yard site, even though our Gemara, at least, cannot serve as the makar for fasting on a yard site. There's a very fascinating tshuva on this subject. In the Shail for Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelik Vav Simen Kuf Lamed Hei. The Shaila that was posed to Minchas Yitzchak is, there is a Rav from Brooklyn writing to the Minchas Yitzchak, says that he finds that many of the whiskeys that are sold aren't kosher, may have a problem with chametz sh'ovolava Pesach, and if that's what's being served at a yard site, l'toivas ha'neshama, that isn't a toiva for the neshama, that food that isn't really kosher is being eaten, l'zeicha neshmasoi. And therefore this Rav writes to Minchas Yitzchak that he would like to institute in his community that on a yard site they should give a certain amount of money, and that money should be donated for tzedakah and not be used for buying food that may not even be appropriate to eat. The Minchas Yitzchak begins that, of course, it's very complicated, he says, to be mevatel, to stop any minig, as the Rashba says. But he says that in this case, where this minig, that people serve schnapps and eat cake by yard site, is not really mentioned in any early sefer. So that's not the kind of minig, he says, that we have that concern. But he does quote the Sefer Chesed Lavrom that says that when the earlier tzaddikim saw that people were weak and they don't have the ability to fast, so That's why they decided that instead of fasting on a yahrzeit, on the contrary, people should eat on the yahrzeit. And it was very common in those days particularly that there were people in shul that didn't have what to eat. There were people in shul that didn't have what to eat. And by you bringing food to the shul, you're fulfilling the mitzvah tzedakah, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of hachnosas orchim. And we know, it says in Pirkei Avos, Chazal teach us, kol mekayim nefes achas miYisrael ki lukiyim oylem mole. And therefore, that is a tremendous toiva for the neshama, and therefore it became the minhag. And he goes on to say that it is the saying l'chaim is appropriate, and that's why he says the minhag became that instead of bringing wine, they bring schnapps. Because we know that the Gemara says that before they took out somebody who was mechuyev mises bezdin, they used to give him wine, as the pasuk says, "Tnu sheicher la'ovid v'yayin l'mari nafesh," and so too was the minig that they gave wine to avelim, and moreover that in the time of Noach, through drinking wine, Noach and Chom got cursed. So on a day of a yahrzeit, wine that has brought these tzaris, and wine that represents and reminds us of these tzaris, there's a medrash that says that the Eitz Hadas was a grape vine. So we don't want to drink wine for what it represents. And that's why the minhag is that we don't bring wine, we bring schnapps, and we say l'chaim, that even though this is a day that represents a p'tira of a person, we're wishing each other that we should have l'chaim. He quotes the Ateres Tzvi, who says there's a medrash that says that when Jews drink together and they say l'chaim to each other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moichel Avinisayim SheYisrael. And therefore, it's a tremendous zechus for the neshama that passed away. And therefore, the Michis Yitzchak says that he's not so satisfied that this Rav Shemivatel the Minig. Of course, he says, we should try to make sure, of course, that all the food that's served is the day of the food that's served should be, of course, kosher. The question, this is along the same lines. There's a tshuva, and the shayla of tshuva Shevet Alevi in Chelek Ches Simen Reish Samach Aleph, where there was someone who passed away in America, but his son was in Eretz Yisrael when his father passed away. And because Eretz Yisrael is so many hours ahead of the United States, it was a different date in Eretz Yisrael, different date on the calendar than it was in America. So the brother who is in Eretz Yisrael, what day should he hold yahrzeit? Should he hold the day that it was where the person passed away? Or should he hold the day of where was what the yahrzeit is where he was? So he says, again, based on our Gemara, that it says, Kiyom Shemes by Aviv. We go with the day that the person actually passed away. And since we go with the day that the person actually passed away, then we go with the day where the person was when he passed away. That's the Pesach of the Shevet Alevi. I was also thinking, and this is very much in line with the way we're perhaps learning, although the Ramah says, and we can't take away the Ramah, the words of the Ramah, that the minhag is for one to fast on the day of the Yahrzeit. And but we asked earlier, and we just quoted Michas Yitzchak, what happened to that minhag. But without going into all of that discussion, we also asked, Rav Kiveger used our Gemara that somebody says La'ochel Basav La'esh the Yayin Yom Shemes by Aviv. The Al Gemara seems to say that what the minhag was that they didn't eat meat and they didn't drink wine, but not necessarily did they fast. And perhaps that was the original minhag. Why? Because the Ramah at the end of that Ramah in Siman Tov Beis Sivcha says the Ein Lechel Besuda Beleil Shiyayim. One should not eat and go to a suda. One should not go to a wedding on the night already of one has yahrzeit. And most poskim say it's not only the night, it's the whole day of the yahrzeit. And the Taz explains, based on a Ramah in Siman Shin Tzadik Hei, that the day of a yahrzeit, the day of a yahrzeit is a day of avelus, and therefore this is included in Hilchos Avelus. The Shach disagrees there in Siman Shin Tzadik Hei, and the Shach says that Hilchos Avelus end after the 12 months. And as we know, the Bach holds that if the first year that the person was nifter was a leap year, the avelus ends anyway after 12 months, even though the yahrzeit is not until 13th months. And there's a separate halacha, they explain, as far as not eating meat and drinking wine on the yahrzeit. Because it's a day of tshuva. It's a day that the son should be holding tshuva, as we said earlier, either it's the taiva of the neshama that's no longer here, or it's a taiva for it, or it's for this person, if it's a day where one's parent passed away, for him it's a day, a yom tsar, it's a yom hadin. There are paiskim that want to differentiate that only in the first year on the yahrzeit does this din apply. Because the first year, it makes more sense, because the avelus hasn't yet ended. Other years, where it's already after the avelus, this din doesn't apply. Again, it sort of depends on what the reason is. If it's because of the neshama, who's no longer here, the same din applies every yahrzeit. If it's for the child, so for him, his avelus ends after 12 months. The Rizal says that why does one say Kaddish on a yahrzeit? Because as we also said earlier, on a yahrzeit, the neshama of the nifter is reviewed, and that's the day that he has an aliyah. And therefore, it seems clearly, according to the Arizal, we should do for the neshama on the yahrzeit. There are those that say it's only the first year. There are those that say that it's only at night. But the minhag olam is that it's every year, and it's also the whole 24-hour period. However, the question is, what is included? Clearly, a wedding, like a chas and v'kala, or a sheva brachas, are included. However, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Chof Aleph Sif Zayin says that an Ovel may attend the Bris Milah, a Pinyan Aben, or a Siyum Masechta. So certainly, if it's not the first year, and it's not a wedding, or a Sheva Brachas, we could be more lenient. So as I started saying, perhaps this is the minig. The minig was originally that they didn't eat meat and drink wine on a yard site. Why? Because they wanted to remember this halacha, that on a yard site one shouldn't participate in a suda. And that's where the minig came, but doesn't necessarily mean that the minig was that they completely fasted. But to end this shir, we'll quote the words of the Taz. We quoted the Taz extensively in our previous shir. And the Taz says here, HaRachman, who Yigdar Pertzis Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should fix any sorrows that there are by Klal Yisrael, for Yenachem HaYisam, and he should bring to us a full Nechama, Bebinyin Yerushalayim, B'mheira B'yameinu, Amen Ken Yihi Ratzon.